Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for your time. Congratulations on your first win. Take us back.
Oh, well, it was on Wednesday, last Wednesday. It was just a great time. Unfortunately, my mum, dad, and my two sisters and uncle couldn't be there because of the COVID over here and the lockdown.
Yep.
But they were up on the fence, so they were there. They were there cheering me on, so it was good.
Yeah, and when what does it mean for you? I mean, obviously, it's like shooting a three-pointer to win the game in basketball or something like that. And you know, because you are an apprentice jockey, and we'll get to that in a few moments' time. But what is it like? Is it like kicking the winning goal in the grand final? I don't know. I'm guessing it's just an amazing feeling.
Yeah, I think it's a lot better than that for me because I've worked my whole life building up for this. Like, every little thing I've done in racing is built up for my first win. And to have it at Ascot, which is city, like, that was just amazing. And only on my third ride, it was just the best feeling ever.
Now, we spoke with your dad last week. He was happy. Who's got the biggest smile on their face on this Saturday afternoon still, even though, it was a little while ago? Who's got the biggest smile, you or your dad still?
Oh, I think it's pretty even, to be honest.
Why possessed you to come from Bendigo and Central Victoria across to Western Australia?
The apprenticeship program in Victoria.
Yep.
Was a bit not too good on my
right
standards because I'm quite a tall person for a jockey.
Okay.
So they thought it was going to be harder for me, so I just took the opportunity that I was given and just left Victoria for it.
Because it would have been, it's not a 5-minute decision. Surely, it would have been a case of, okay, the opportunity is there. I'd love to do it. But there'd be a lot of, no doubt, discussions with family and friends to do that, especially at such a young age.
Yeah, to be honest, it was one sit down at dinner and the decision was made. Grant was overstaying with us because he had superstar horses running over in the spring carnival and they were staying at our property, so we had a conversation at dinner, and one dinner it was Grant offered it to us, so we kind of took it in, and then the next night we kind of just spoke about it and kind of agreed it was the best possible outcome and decision for me.
Well, I know some other decisions are made over a dining room table. I didn't think crossing the Nullarbor would be one of them, but it has worked in your favour, that's for sure. So obviously the family connection in being a jockey, did you have any choice?
Oh, I actually did. Mum wasn't 100% keen on it, to be 100% honest. Mum didn't want it, but she ended up knowing, she knew how much I wanted it, so she put full force into it. Yep. Away we went.
Upcoming rides over the next maybe 24 to 48 hours that we might be able to look out for with hopefully getting another win?
If tomorrow races go ahead at Carnarvon, I've got 4 rides up there. Okay. And then at Kalgoorlie Sunday, I've got 5 rides there.
So over to look forward to over the next couple of days. Hey, Jet, all the best. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View. We've watched the videos on social media and you can just see the emotion. It's there, it's real. And the fact, as you said, it was your first ride, with the third ride, sorry, and your first winner, especially a Metro mate. Wish you all the best. And we'd love to stay in touch with you on the Sideline View.
Thank you, and we'll do.
Thank you very much. That is Jet Hamley joining us over from Western Australia. It is Gold Central Victoria, the Sideline View.